News release. U.S. Senators Gary Peters and Alyssa Stotkin. Washington, D.C., U.S. Senators Gary Peters, M.I., and Alyssa Stotkin, M.I., introduced a bipartisan resolution honoring the 108th anniversary of Selfridge Air National Guard Base and commending the thousands of men and women who have worked and trained at Selfridge since its inception. The resolution recognizes the base's significant contributions to U.S. national security, such as leading security operations to protect the northern border after the 9/11 terrorist attacks. The resolution also reinforces the commitment of our armed forces to ensure Selfridge remains a key component to U.S. national defense. U.S. Representative John James, Michigan 10, introduced a companion resolution in the House. Since World War I, Selfridge Air National Guard Base has been a critical asset to our armed forces, said Senator Peters, a member of the Armed Services Committee and former lieutenant commander in the U.S. Navy Reserve. This resolution recognizes the remarkable contributions of generations of men and women who have served at Selfridge and helped strengthen our nation's security. Selfridge plays a key role in keeping Michigan strong, and I'll continue fighting to support the base for years to come. On July 8, 1917, the first flight took off from what was then known as the Selfridge Field, marking the beginning of the Selfridge Air National Guard Base, said Senator Stotkin. Now, 108 years later, the base continues to play a vital role in defending our country. It remains one of the oldest continuously operating military airfields in the nation, and I'm proud to have it right here in Michigan. This resolution honors the fighter mission and the countless men and women who have put their lives on the line to keep us safe and strengthen our national security. Here's to another 108 years of Michigan's very own Selfridge Air National Guard Base, leading the way. Selfridge Air National Guard Base was first commissioned by the U.S. Army on July 1, 1917 in Harrison Township and named after Army First Lieutenant Thomas E. Selfridge. Today, the base hosts more than 30 tenant units representing every branch of the armed forces. This resolution highlights the numerous historical achievements by Selfridge service members over the last 108 years. Of note, it honors the 332 ND fighter group of the famed Tuskegee Airmen that moved to Selfridge on March 29, 1943, where Colonel Benjamin O. Davis became the first African-American commander on October 8, 1943. In 2015, the 127th Attack Wing based at Selfridge deployed approximately 500 airmen in support of Operation Inherent Resolve, the mission to eliminate ISIS. Additionally, last year, the Air Force selected Selfridge to receive 12 KC-46A Pegasus tanker aircraft. This announcement came shortly after Peters led a bipartisan, bicameral group of Michigan delegation members in urging U.S. Air Force Secretary Frank Kendall to select Selfridge for a new squadron of these next-generation tankers, which will be deployed by the U.S. Air Force for the next 50 years. The resolution codifies this decision and reiterates that Selfridge was selected for these aircraft by the Air Force as a result of its strategic location for northern border security and homeland defense. To view the text of the resolution, click here.